Have your Bibles with you to the Old Testament book of Job. Job chapter 3. Job chapter 3. Focus on the 25th and 26th verse of Job chapter 3. Amen. Yes. Some of you still trying to find that. If you can stand, please. God, I ask that your name and all the earth. We thank you again, O Father, for this opportunity to stand and proclaim your word. Father God, we are unable to do it by ourselves, or understand it by ourselves, or teach it by ourselves. So we ask you, O Father God, give us clarity of understanding. Make your word plain enough for us so that even a child can understand it. Father God, we ask you once again to draw back the draperies of misunderstanding. Father God, so we get clear insight in what you're saying. Encourage us through your word. Strengthen us through your word. Forgive us, heal us, and deliver us through your word. We know that you have a living word, Father God. You said it will not return unto you void. So, Father God, we ask you right now, as I speak your word, allow your word to fall on good ground. Father God, so they can be cultivated and grow into the lives of your people, so they can walk out your word. Father God, have your way with us right now. Bind Satan as he goes to and fro, trying to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. I know, Father God. You said we perish for lack of knowledge. So, Father God, whatever's accomplished in this setting, we just want to say we're going to get in advance. And we're going to give you honor, praise, and glory for this word. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and claim the victory through right now. And all who love the Lord say, amen.
Amen.
Job chapter 3. Back it up one verse. Let's go to the 24th verse of Job chapter 3. Back it up one verse. That would be a whole context of what I'm saying. For my sighing cometh before I eat, and my roarings are poured out like waters. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Put a tag on this text. Speaking to your hearing, teaching to your hearing, when trouble comes, take your seats in the presence of the Lord. When trouble comes. The book of Job is one of the wisdom books of the Bible. It is a part of what is called the Psalter. The Psalter of the Bible is comprised of Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, Song of Solomon, and Job. These are the books of the Bible that endeavor take us into the manifold pleas of what it means to live a life under the watch of the living God. The book of Job is particular because it deals with the issue of theodicy. Theodicy is the struggle to understand the reality of evil. Every preacher, pastor, theologian, Bible student, and child of God at some point has to deal with theodicy. You must understand that no matter how saved you are, you have an enemy that wants you to die. You're not going through life without conflict and adversity. The reason you have to deal with the stress, y'all with me, and perplexing life is not because you are so special and all wonderful, but you are loved by someone special and wonderful.
Amen.
The devil does not hate you He hates the one who loves you.
Yes.
The devil knows by taking you out, he will hurt the heart of God.
Yes.
The book of Job gives us an insight into how evil can exist in a world where God is good and where the blood of Christ is real. The book of Job enters into that cosmological conversation. The book of Job gives us a biopsy into the nature of what it means to be alive.
Yes.
Whenever you read the book of Job, you are reading the lines and words of a heart that have been crushed and broken. Job, a man that's lost everything and he holds on to nothing. You did not get that some people lose everything, y'all, and try to hold on to what they think they have. Job lost everything and still was ready to give more. If you would remember in the first chapter of Job, the servant tells Job his children are dead and his cattle is gone. The Bible says that Job went into the backyard, shaved his head, fell on the ground, and said, "Naked I came into the world, and the Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." I can't hang out there long, but let me tell you how you know you're grown up in God. You're grown up in God. When you praise, your praise is not conditioned by what you have. Are y'all hear that? When you can praise God, not for the car you drive, but for the breath in your body. That's right. Praise him for the use of your limbs. And that you can blink your eyes. You need to let the devil know that if he took your car tonight, you will praise God anyhow. Because you do not praise God for what he gave you. But you praise God for who he is.
Yes.
Y'all hear that?
Yes.
When trouble comes, it will test your faith and your belief. I don't care how prayed up you are. I don't care how many sermons you remember. When trouble comes, all in one night, it will make you ask the enemy to take you out. You don't ask God to help him, you ask the enemy to take you out. Everything Job cared about and loved died. Is it not funny how things die and you can do nothing about it? Do what God asks you to do. Minding your business. Trying to stay faithful. Hell seem to break out of your life anyhow. See, like people that don't come to church do better than people that come to church. Didn't y'all hear me say the prayer, Jane? I said, God, how long? May the wicked seem to prosper and the righteous seem to be defeated. How long will you hold back on your word? There are three reasons why things die in our life. Number one, they die because they never should have been alive in the first place. Whenever God has something he must press against to preserve your life, if God got to press against something, that means that there's something that you hold so dear, you're holding dear in God. God will always choose you over the thing that you have been choosing over him. Do y'all get that? You hold something so dear to you. God said, this is coming between me and you. So guess what? I'll take it out. I'm not going to take you out. I'll take it out so I can have all of you. Number two, things die in your life so that you know you can live without them. God allows things to die in your life to remind you that it did not create you. It did not put breath in your body. It does not put food on your plate or water in your cup. God allows something to die so that you will know that he and he alone is the sovereign God of your life. And everything else has to back up and get behind him. And finally, number three, Sister Thompson, I'm trying to teach them Bible. And finally, reason God allows things to die in your life. Y'all know when I say things, right? Y'all need to think about family members, are you?
Right. All right.
I know y'all walk with a pastor.
Yes. Come on now.
Anything that comes between you and God, anything. I like this one though. He allows it to die in your life. It's because God can bring it back to life. God allows things to die because he knows he can get down in the grave, down in the dust, to show you that not even death can keep him from you.
Amen.
Let me make it clear, but y'all didn't get it. You got circumstances and situations and the vicissitudes and the perplexities of life that have come upon your blessing. And it seems like what God has blessed you with, it has snatched that which you think and you are prospering and walking so proud with. Now here come whatever, the adversities of life, and now it's making that with God, you know God has blessed you with, become complex. It making it come so complex that you're going so over and through so much stress and strife with it that it's dying. It starts to go away. And you say, well, God, I thought you gave it to me. God says, every now and again, I got to step into your space to let you know I'll bless you with it anyway.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm the one brought it to life in your life.
Yes, yes, yes.
But you've forgotten. You don't pray for me as much as you used to.
Uh-huh.
You're not faithful as you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I can remind you from whence cometh your help. That I need to remind you that your help coming from the hills. That I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end.
Yeah. Wow.
To show you that I give it and I take it away. Yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Job said.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I got the power to bring it, to resurrect it again.
Yes.
In your life. You thought your career was dead? No. Mm-hmm. Your career not dead. God had to move you because you put more emphasis on your career than him.
All right. Come on now.
God said, I'll let you get laid off.
Okay.
I won't lay you off. I'll let you. I'll allow you. I'll step back.
Yes. Hey,
you ain't in the ark of safety nowhere. Plenty of Christians not in the ark of safety. They won't come to church, won't pray, won't attend Bible, they won't attend Sunday. You out of the ark of safety. God said, I didn't have to take my hand off you. You took yourself out of my hand.
All right. Come on now. Jesus.
So I'll let you thrive on your own to let you know you can't do it without me.
Yes, right.
I'll ask you to allow that which you thought that you have accomplished on your own because you forgot when you used to pray for me to be about it. So I would allow trouble to come your way.
Yes.
To remind you that I'm the bridge over troubled water.
Yes. Yes.
I can get down in the grave because death bows down to me.
Uh-huh.
He behaves when I tell him to. I control the spirit of death. Let me hurry, because y'all looking at me like I'm taking too long. Job tells his friends, that which I have feared the most has come upon me. The statement was not just a complaint from Job or an incident indictment of the power. It was all of the all suffering. It was all the suffering, y'all, that Job was experiencing, wrapped up in one sentence.
Wow.
It was all of that that he had lost. This didn't take a year for this to happen, y'all.
Amen.
This all happened in a day with Job.
Mm-hmm.
The usual interpretation of text, it appears that Job was the victim of a situation that was thrust upon him. I rose this morning to teach you and deposit a deeper understanding in the text for you all. Job was not a victim. Job was a lot of things. Job was a righteous man.
Wow.
He gave alms to God 3 times a day.
Yes, sir.
Job just didn't pray for himself.
Yes.
Job prayed for his family.
Because
he said, just in case, God,
they're
not thinking about you like I think about you.
Yes.
I'm going to make a sacrifice for them.
Yes.
Since time to keep covering your family in the blood.
Yes.
Because sometimes they ain't think about no God.
Uh-huh.
You got to cover them in the blood. You can't get them into heaven, but God gonna hear your prayer, sister. The prayers of the righteous avail it much. Can I get a witness in here?
Yes.
Oh, come in here, Moses. Moses said, God, if I found favor with you.
Yes.
He said, don't take these people out. But save them, God. Father, give them some grace. Give them a break. God said, okay. I found favor with you. It's good to have some favor with God.
Yes.
Can I get a witness here?
Yes.
When you got some favor with God, you can ask him for some favors.
Yes.
Sister Monkfoot. And he'll come through for you when he won't come through nobody else.
Yes.
Just to show you he's just working still on your behalf.
Yes.
But you need to get that person correct and straight that you're praying for. You like to come here and tell me, pray for me. I'm sick and tired of you praying for me. You need to seek God for yourself.
Amen.
But I'm going to let you know, I entered in a prayer on your behalf. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you know that blessing you got? That wasn't for you. That was for me.
Yes.
It, that's right. God gave me one. But don't. I ain't giving you all my favors. Get your relationship right with God.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Job said, well, I covered my children. I was good to everyone, treated everyone right. I was not a selfish man. I saw someone in need, Job said, because I was a rich man. The more I gave, the more God gave me.
Wow.
He said, my cattle and my belongings, he said, but the land. He said, God was blessing me. I was the richest man in the land, and I wasn't a heathen man. Can I get a witness in here?
Wow.
Job said, I had houses on 1,000 hills. But he said, guess what? If I don't know what I did, but all of that went to hell in a basket in one day. What you say?
Yes.
My family's gone.
Yes.
My wife is gone. He said, my house and my land, my cattle burnt down, gone. And I don't have no reason to know why. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
I said all of that to say to you that Job was innocent, but not guiltless.
All right.
You do know you can be innocent of the charges, but guilty of the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all definitely like y'all know what I'm talking about.
Come on now.
You can be innocent of charge of murder. Did I say that right? You can be innocent of the charges.
All right.
But guilty of the crime.
Okay.
That which you're being charged of, you're innocent of that. But you show guilty of the crime.
My Lord.
Here we go. Let me explain to you.
Yes.
That which I feared the most has come upon me, Job said. This is confession. All the good things that Job had going for himself. In his heart. Y'all with me? Listen to this. He had something in his heart that he was afraid of.
Right.
Job was rich and living with fear. The Bible says, so man think, so is he. Fears will ring your doorbell one day. Whenever you give your attention to a worship, to or worship will manifest itself in your life. Let me say it again. Whatever you give your attention to or you worship, it will manifest itself in your life.
Yeah.
God blessing you.
Uh-huh.
You know God blessing you.
Uh-huh.
You go to work, you got a good job.
Uh-huh.
But you won't come to church. You won't do that. In the back of your mind, though, you said, God bless me, but I think he might just take it away from me. You got to feel that he, as good as God is, that he can't do and can't continue to do what he said he can do. Job said, that what I feared has come against me, come upon me.
Yeah. My Lord.
Every time God called a prophet, here we go, he says to the prophet in the Bible, let's go Bible, he says to them, be not afraid. Job was rich. God can use you if you are not strong enough. Listen to this, y'all. God can use you if you are not smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
God cannot use you if you are afraid to go.
Yeah.
Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
Fear will shut you down.
Yeah.
Prevent you from being all that you can be.
Yeah.
It is the number one tool of the enemy.
Hmm.
Trouble comes with a hidden agenda to stir up that which with that which you fear the most.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I command you stop fearing stuff.
Yeah.
So what, you ain't never did it before?
Hmm.
So what, we ain't never, what you scared of?
Hmm.
God got this.
Yes.
God said, I had the blessing to run right there, right across the street. But you scared to cross the street.
Hmm.
Are y'all following me with
yes,
this?
Yes, yes, yes.
Stop thinking small-minded on God. God is too big for you to try to encompass in your mind what God doing.
Mm-hmm.
He does things out of our character.
Right.
The Sunday school lesson today, Paul said to the church, he said, be ye like-minded, like Christ.
Yes.
He don't mean that every church member in New Jerusalem supposed to think like Pastor Clark. That ain't what he said. When he said like-minded, he said, have a mind in you like Christ Jesus.
Right.
You don't have to look alike and actually think alike, but you ought to be responding alike.
Right.
Y'all got me?
Mm-hmm.
When you respond alike, certain things don't have an effect on you. Because now you're in the spirit and not in the flesh. The Sunday school, oh, y'all missed Sunday school, sorry. Well, let me give it to you then. Let me give you a review. It's regular message. It says that it's your emotion.
Uh-huh.
Love, you must love in order to be like Christ.
Uh-huh.
But some of us get it wrong. He's not talking about love. He's talking about joy.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Because love of God is unconditional.
Right.
You didn't speak to me today.
Hmm.
You didn't make me mad, I still love you. I spoke to you, you didn't speak to me. I'm not saying to myself, when I see you again, I'm gonna walk the other way. No, I'm not saying, I'm still gonna speak to you.
Amen.
Someone told me that you did something, said something about me. I don't care what they say, I didn't hear from you.
Amen.
Amen.
And even if I find that you said, I'm still going to love you.
Mm-hmm.
That's unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you get into emotional love in the flesh, guess what? You ain't speaking to me, I'm not speaking to you.
Yeah.
Emotional love says, an eye for eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
I love you with condition. Because you always give me something, I'm going to love you. That's not the love of God talking. That's not a God.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Joy. Joy is different from happiness.
Mm-hmm.
The joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me.
Yeah.
This joy that I have.
Right.
Let me tell you what our senior saints really talking about, for some of us don't know. Joy and happiness is two different things.
Yeah.
Happiness is predicated on the fact of your current situation.
Exactly.
I got my check. It had all my overtime and I'm happy.
Yeah.
That ain't joy. I got promoted. I asked for something. I got it from someone. I'm happy.
Hallelujah.
All my bills paid, light bill paid, phone bill paid. I'm happy. That's, some people call it joy. I got some joy because all my bills paid. I'm driving the car. Everything, that's joy. No, that's not joy. Let me tell you joy. Hey, I don't know how to pay the light bill today, but I still feel I got some joy.
Amen.
They messed my check up. They paid me all my money. And I done worked all of 2 weeks. I still got some joy.
Amen.
It's not predicated upon my current situation.
Right.
Job said, okay, I got it. I looked behind, I find no God. I looked in the back, I didn't see God. I looked to the side, right to left, I find no God. God, you done forsaken me? I've done all you asked me to do. Why do you let the enemy come against me this way? Why are you doing what you're doing? I lost all my family. They're all dead. I lost all my wealth and riches. All I did was get up here in the morning just to bless your name.
Yeah.
My wife called me, came to me, and told me, curse you and die.
Hmm.
I told her, are you crazy? The Lord give it and the Lord take it away.
Yes, yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
I'm still holding on to your name, God.
Yes.
What I've been praying to you for all these years, I don't understand it, God, because you gave it to me. Oh, can I testify for some church now? You gave
back.
It to me. You didn't give it to me. You gave it to Sister So-and-so. She just started coming to church. She told me she just started praying for the car. I've been praying for a car for 2 years. What's up with that, God? I don't understand. I need a job. They come here and get a job. What's up with that? It ain't fair, God. It ain't fair. God had to sit them down. When trouble comes, I test who's really with me. When troubles come, you've been bragging that you are such a Christian. Well, let's see how much Christian you are. When trouble comes, let's see if you still believe that all things will work together
come
for your good.
Yes, yes, yes.
When trouble comes, let's see if God has. You think God still ordering your steps in his word.
Yes.
When your friends forsake you and those you think with you have turned your back on you.
Yes, sir.
And nobody's smiling in your face, but you got yourself in the mirror. Let's see if you really think God is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. When they laid you off and should have laid the other person who just got there off, and you say, that ain't fair, it ain't fair, it ain't right. That's an outrage in the courtyard. Will you still give God your tithe and bless his name anyway? Well, if you don't, you ain't going to get past it till you get a visit from God himself.
Yes.
Let me tell you what God told Job, Sister Thomas. Saying to God told Job, Job, what you asking me? You done lost your mind? Get it right before you wreck yourself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Let me give you a remembrance, Job. He said, Job, where were you when I stepped into the void in Genesis? Me, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And threw some stars like lanterns that bedecked the higher skies and brought light into darkness. But first I told darkness to back up and darkness fold up the drapery and let light come on the scene. Where were you, Job, when I did that? You and I told the sea don't come across the shore. That's going to be land and that's going to be ocean. And the sea had to bow down to me. Where were you, Job, when I threw the mountains out and the mountains went high and low and the valleys made themselves? Where were you, Job? Don't you forget who I am, Job? Job, where were you when I blew breath into the first man, your forefather Adam? Where were you? Don't you know I am, Job? Where were you, Job, when I decided that I was going to let you be blessed among all men? Get it right. When trouble comes, what you going to do? You going to stay faithful or you going to fall up the towel and give up? Can I get a witness in here? It's not easy, y'all. We can preach about it easier than we can go through it. We can read it easier than we can go through it. But I'm convinced I know too much about him. Nobody can make me doubt him. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Can I get a witness in here? He carved out the mountains with his eyes. Can I get a witness in here? He dug the valleys out with his breath. But guess what? He blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. So as I check my Bible and I become discouraged on the way things are, I remember that God said, before you, boy, you were formed in the belly of your mother, I knew you. I deemed you a prophet unto the nation. You gonna question me now what I've done? He said, I'm the Lamb of God that taken away the sins of the world. He said that before the foundations of the earth, I walked out your steps. He said that your steps were in the seashore or the sand before you even showed up. And you questioned me, what am I doing? He said, hearts and minds cannot conceive what I have prepared for them that love me. He said, you need to press toward the mouth of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
When trouble comes, what y'all gonna do, Luther Rizzo? When the rubber meets the road, the tougher to get going.
Come on now.
Tougher to get going when trouble comes.
Yes.
But if you can get in your mind and think you can do it on your own, God said, many described the afflictions of the righteous.
Oh, yes.
He said, but I deliver them from them all.
Yes.
Not some, I don't need some all, I deliver them from them all. So that means I gotta wait on him.
Yes.
I gotta wait.
Yes.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Yeah, I'm tired, God, but the scripture says, I will renew my strength. So I got to keep it real with daddy sometimes because he's my daddy. And I say, well, Lord, guess what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I know you said that I ought to be standing strong, but your servant is getting tired right now. And I need you to put a super on my natural right now because I need to go to the third heaven like Paul so you can utter things to me that I have never heard before. Because as I look at what's in front of me, my mind and body don't want to conceive it. But God said, if you walk in the spirit, weapons of your warfare not carnal but mighty to the tearing down of strongholds. Y'all ain't feeling me. I'm loving this thing.
Go ahead.
God said that. I don't care how hurt you get, Clyde. All you gonna do is win.
Yes.
You might have a little wound and come out with a limp.
Not at all.
But you gonna win. Right? Y'all ain't hearing me? What do you do when trouble comes? Stand still, New Jerusalem, and see the salvation of the Lord. Put your hands together, God.